Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to spend these next few minutes together. And as I was seeking the Lord for what He would have me share with you, I really felt His leading, His impression to continue on in the subject of worship that we shared last week when we talked about what does it mean to be a true worshiper? What does it mean when Jesus told the Samaritan woman that the Father is seeking those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth? But before we begin to the teaching, let's just take a moment to pray. Father, Lord, we thank You for the precious Word of God. We thank You, Lord, for the precious Holy Spirit, which opens up the Word of God to our hearts, to our spirits, that we can understand and know the will of God, that we can know more about the Lord, what You require of us. We thank You for the blessed Holy Spirit and for the Word of God. And Father, right now I pray for every listener. And Lord, You see all the details in their lives. You see the things they're going through, the challenges, the decisions they need to make, the pressing issues that are upon their hearts. Father, right now I thank You that we can cast all of our cares upon You because You care for us. We may go through the valley of weeping, but Lord, You said that blessed is the man that goeth through the valley. Father, thank You for renewed strength and anointing and wisdom and all that is needed right now in their lives to help them to move forward, to go on from the place where they are, and Father, to have a heart full of anticipation that You've heard their prayers and that even now You're moving to provide the wisdom, the answers, the provision, all that is needed for them to go forth, and Lord, that they'll be able to praise You as they wait upon Your answers in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, today I'd like to begin speaking about attitudes of true worship. Now, let's find out what I'm talking about, okay? What does attitude mean? Well, there are a couple dictionary definitions, if you will, of the word attitude. First of all, it's arrangement of the parts of the body or figure. It's a position, like an attitude of rest or an attitude of readiness, a preparedness, ready to move. It's the physical position of anything. And secondly, it's a mental position or feeling or emotion toward a face or state. And so we want to talk about what are the attitudes of true worship. We're going to look at it positionally as well as conceptually. What does it mean to be a true worshiper? Of what does it consist? True worship, beloved, consists of a recognition and awareness of our relationship with God. And as we go forward in the teaching, we're going to look more closely at what that relationship is. And so, as I shared last week, worship is desired by the Father. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, the Father seeks those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so true worship involves the human spirit. Now, why? Why would the subject of worship be so important? Well, we learn in Scripture, for example, the lifting up the hands. It says somewhere in Psalms, let the lifting up my hands be even as the evening sacrifice. So He may, tolerate you learning to lift your hands to the Lord or to sing, but he doesn't want you to see the true heart of the issue of worship, which I shared last week. And as I said, I made a rather bold and strong statement that worship is really the ultimate issue in the universe. By Satan's disobedience against God, not only did sin enter the universe, but he attempted to rob God of his glory, and he challenged God's right to alone receive worship. In Isaiah 14, he is described as saying, "I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will make myself like the Most High." So, beloved, this is still his desire to receive worship. He wants fallen man to worship him. You know, that was one of the temptations of Jesus. He tempted Jesus to fall down and worship him. Of course, Jesus refused that, and he said, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." And so, he is in process now, and before the end comes, before the king returns, he will literally set up his surrogate, which will take the form and person of the Antichrist in the very temple of God. Let me share that passage of scripture found in 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 and 4. Paul says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, shewing himself that he is God." That's his desire. And of course, as he was defeated and thrown out of heaven, his desire will not prosper. But that's why so often there's such a hindrance against the message of true worship and praise, because Satan hates to be unmasked, whether in the area of worship or in any other area of our Christian walk. He who is the father of lies hates the truth. So let's begin our teaching by looking at our spirit in relationship to God, if you will, the positional attitude of true worship. You know, we understand why the Father seeks worshiper, but who are the true worshipers? What does that mean? And an understanding of this can be gotten from what I have already shared, that true worship involves a recognition of who God is and our relationship to him as his created beings. Unlike Satan, who sought to promote himself, the true worshipers of the Lord seek to promote the honor and glory of God. Throughout the ages, men, following in the footsteps of the fallen angel Lucifer, became lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, unthankful, unholy, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. You might recognize that as a quote from 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 2 and 4. And Psalm 78 and 8 says that Israel was as a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. So what I've always loved to do, because my attitude or opinion really doesn't matter, what matters is what the Word of God says. So I'm going to be sharing quite a few scriptures on the example of true worship, and let's see what we can learn. And as I share these scriptures, see if there's anything you notice about them. Okay, the first one I'll share is Exodus 34 and 8. Moses was with the Lord on Mount Sinai, and Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. In Joshua 5:14, Joshua was before the angel of the Lord, who was Jesus, and He said, the captain of the host, Jesus, "Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship. And then in 2 Chronicles 7:3, "And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, and his mercy endures forever." And in 2 Chronicles 20:18, "And Jehoshaphat," he was the king of Judah, "bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord." Nehemiah 8:6, "And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground." And Job 1:20, this was after all the calamities happened to him. And then it says, "Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down on the ground to worship." Revelation 4:10 declares, "The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever." Psalm 95:6, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." Beloved, did you notice anything? In all of these, bowing, kneeling, prostrating oneself is clearly associated with worship. That's one of the scriptural uses of the body, one of the various basic positions that the body can assume, and that is lying prostrate or face down. And even in the natural, that position is a position of surrender. Before God, it's a position of worship. You know, when police make arrests, they make them lay face down. There's not much you can do in that position. Well, my time has just flown, and so we're just getting into this teaching, and I hope you're as enthused and excited as I am to share these beautiful truths from the Word of God. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. Please do write and share your prayer needs. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best for ever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.